Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Blog Talk. Good afternoon everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Tuesday edition of Travel Tuesday. This is Ron Clayton, your host. I have to apologize to you, but for those of you who have already called in, what happened was my brother-in-law called me yesterday and asked me to put together a cruise for them in the Caribbean in December. And I was telling them about it, and Rick, I was telling them all about our trip when we went to Cozumel, and we ended up on the bridge with the captain, and I was talking about the fun we had, and we had a little reception we had, and we're broadcasting, copying and printing stuff from the piano bar, and the fun time we had, the food, and all the crazy stuff. And my brother-in-law goes, "Hey, Rod, what time do you broadcast the radio show?" I was on the cruise, guys. My head was on the cruise. I'm just telling you. I had to hang up. Dave, I'll call you later.
I totally understand.
Oh my goodness. You know
what's beautiful about that, Ron, is that travel takes you back to that place. Travel actually takes you back to that place. That's why we say travel creates memories. And when we are, you know, at that moment of transitioning, we're not thinking about money. We're not thinking about things. We're not thinking about all those things of this world. We're thinking about the memories, you know, that we have, the memories that we've shared, our loved ones in those precious times. And travel actually takes you back. When you actually, you know, think about what you did and how you were, and because you're right, that moment of all of us being on the bridge of this cruise ship that has thousands, a couple thousand people on it, and we're there, and we're just talking, and we're seeing out the front window there, the ocean, and we're seeing the guy who's piloting or steering the ship, and we're there, and we're talking to the captain of the ship. And you got Captain Lynn Kane there, and you got Joel there, yourself, and we're just enjoying that moment. And he's walking us around, and he's introducing us to all the different folks there that and their responsibilities. Man, that was just amazing. When will that happen again? Well, we're not just passengers. But so I understand.
Well, you'd love this one, Rick. I started telling my brother-in-law, and he's taking his son-in-law. He's taking with them, and the four kids are going on this cruise. And I started telling him about the Guy Burgers. And then, of course, I had to tell him about Rick Reese. you get a Guy Burger just about any time. In fact, if you want an ice cream cone, you can get one just about 24/7. You want a pool, and you want just the adults go down to the pool, and the kids go over, and you can have a babysitter. They can go to the game room, and you guys can go to the adult pool, or you can go to the pool. And I said, you want to go down, and they have what's called the dive-in theater. So remember, you go out there in the lounges where in the day you're sunning yourself and getting a tan, jumping in the pool, cooling off. And at night, you go back there, and they get popcorn, and they put up the big movie screen, and you watch drive-in movies. Instead of taking the car to the drive-in, you're taking the boat.
Under the stars.
And then he says, can we walk along the decks? Are the decks open at night? I say, they've never been on a cruise. They've never experienced this. And so to be able to share that with them, that was just so special. And that's why I got lost in the time. And he said, he called me. He said, I don't think you have anything gathered together from it yet. I know I just told you yesterday. So I just spent the last 40 minutes telling him what I do. And I haven't done – I made a call to Carnival and YTB to line the cruise up for him. But I've done anything, but I spent 45 minutes telling him about the cruise.
Him
and Paul are going to take their wives, and they're going to go to – the wives are going to have a spa day while they're on the cruise. Very clearly. Now, this is Travel Tuesday, so I said to them, now, I want you to know, I'm so thrilled you called me, and you can choose between this budget to that budget and where you want to know how much you want to spend. But here's one thing. I will not book this with you if you won't take the family insurance, travel medical insurance. I won't do it. That's a requirement. And they both said, well, of course, boom, 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 boom. But, you know, people don't, and more than ever. Now, my brother-in-law has had an aneurysm, and he actually is recovering. He's recovered from two of the cancers he's had. So he's a possibility that he had a problem on the ship, and he had to get back to Roswell, the cancer center, for a treatment or something. He's stuck if he doesn't have insurance. Those people don't.
And $79 with the special,
yeah.
Global 100. You kidding me? Oh,
and by the way, unlike most travel insurances offered by the different cruise lines and hotels, this isn't for just this trip. It's good for a year. The coverage is
an
8-person, 12-month policy.
Amazing.
So if you, during the summer, take a vacation, go down to Sandusky, Ohio, from New York to go to the amusement park rides down there. It's a big, Six Flags kind of place. And you go down there and something happens, some of the kids, you get sick, whatever, or something happens to you. You've got insurance to help cover whatever you're going to have expenses to help you.
Amazing.
This is a value beyond values. That's what being Surge, the power of the strength of our company, brings to the table and backs us up to provide to our customers. But even as an owner of the travel business, what we're doing is we're adding a protection, a level of service. And if you go online, nobody tells you this stuff.
They'll
put a bill out there to buy some kind of insurance to cover the cost of that trip, that expense. But they're not going to tell you about the different aspects of it. You know, because we own a company that has lots of integrity and service. We're service-oriented people, and that's why not only do we have the best prices that you can get anywhere in the world through Vortex, not only that, you get service to back it up. And you have some place to talk to or someone to talk to.
So, Ryan, what do you say to someone who says, wow, you guys have all of that? And, you know, you only mentioned a couple of things here. But anyhow, you know there's a whole lot more. What do you say to a person who says, Ryan, that sounds just too good to be true?
Well, I'll say to them. Well, you can take the stands that it's too good to be true and just keep living your life, and that's okay. Or you could say, can I take it? Can I have that? Can I have that advantage in my life? Can I register to be a Vortex member and get the discounts and do all that stuff and have access? Or is there a way I could be making money on my trips too and send people to make money, and I can help other people that are looking for because of COVID, they've lost their careers and they've been threatened out of a job because they won't take a shot, and now I can give them or replace their income? I've got a way to solve problems in people's lives that goes beyond just a trip. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you could say it's too good to be true and you got nothing, you're still there where you are, or you could say, wait a minute, it is better than it's too good to be true. It's true. Come to life.
I heard somebody in the background say the truth will set you free.
Hey, country boy. The truth will set you free. That's good.
As soon as you guys started talking, I had a flashback to 2015 when you signed somebody up into the business for me. I said, ma'am, what do you want to name your business? She says, well, country boy, I really don't know. I said, well, what did your grandmama call you? What does your husband call you? He says, my husband calls me baby. And you said, honey, you want to go on a cruise? So we named her business Babyless Cruise.
Ooh, that's good.
Well,
I like
you know
that.
What is so unique, guys, and country boy, I know you share that we are we are equal owners in the career program opportunity that was afforded to us because of a guy named Rick Reese and his wife Brenda. And they made available to you, to each of us, our families, an extravagant way to live in a world that's so damned and doomed and negative and everything else. And instead, what we offered every day of the week, every day of the week, we can offer someone a light. We can lift them up and change their world and give them hope. We can do that. Now, we're members, and I'm going to be the new president of the board of the Hope Collection. But we can do that because we have the Hope Collection. But now we have that. But now we have a tool. And you know what? Most people are spending their lives, and you hear me tell this story all the time, most people are spending their lives trying to take a nice, beautiful tomato that they just got out of their garden, or they went to the grocery store and they had a great deal on big, white tomatoes. And they come home and they try that tomato with a butter knife. And it ain't work. It don't work. It's a mess. It's slop. You ruin the tomato. You don't get a nice sliced tomato. You put the mayo and a little salt, pepper on. Or you cut it up and you put some, chop some onion in there and you put some salad dressing over it and you put some basil and oregano and you have get some mozzarella, fresh mozzarella cheese in there, have a crazy sandwich, salad. That's all you can make out of that if you cut it with a butter knife. But you know what, if you get those nice thin slices, because you've got yourself a Ginzu knife. And in the world of income, most people are using the butter knife to create their income. And it's like cutting a knife with a butter, or cutting that tomato with a butter knife. Instead of getting a tool that's so sharp and cuts through, a lot of terminology here I can bring into play, it cuts through the baloney. You can get right to the meat of things. And you can serve up that filet mignon with the asparagus and the butter sauce over the top of it, baked potato oozing down, sour cream and chives. You can have that as your meal in life when you're in the world of travel. And you know what? You can put that on everybody's platter. And some people can see it. And I think I heard someone that we all knew real well, his name was Joel Griffin, used to say, you can't say enough right things to the wrong person. And you can't say enough wrong things to the right person. See, when Rick Reese said to me, hey, Ron, do you and your wife, and you might not even remember this, Rick, he said, do you and your wife like to travel? I had, before it was popular, for years, Lynn and I used to get a magazine, at least one or two, or three a month, from this company called Viking River Cruise. I could stack up a whole hassock full of brochures going back two or three years on Viking River Cruises. And back then, they only did basically Europe. Now they got cruises that go in the Caribbean and they go around the world. But back then, it was just the river cruise. And Lynn and I would read those. We'd go to sit in bed at night, and we'd look, wow, cause, you know, wouldn't it be neat at Christmas time to be down here in Vienna where the snow's coming down, and they got all the little shops and the hand-blown German Christmas ornaments, and then the cookies, all the European Christmas cookies and everything, and then the choirs that sing in the different churches and the different events that go on through the holidays. Wouldn't it be neat on a cruise to be able to get off the ship and go and experience this, go into one of the strudel bakeries and have one of those hot apple strudels with gooey goo stuff floating all over it? And wouldn't it just be neat to do that instead of being in 4.5 foot of snow in Buffalo, New York, 25 degrees? Wouldn't it be neat? It'll be 20 degrees in Europe, but I'll tell you what, you'll still have that. You'll get that ooh gooey hot apple streusel that they don't have in Buffalo, New York, unless there's an old German lady that has a bakery, and it's not the same. But you can get that by going on a cruise. So, you know what? We answered the call. We said, yeah, Rick, we love to do that. And I don't know how many months later, but a few months later, we actually did that. And when we came home, I'll never forget, we came home because we went on the cruise. We stayed there extra time, and then we went on another trip. We weren't like Rick and Reese. Rick and Brenda Reese, they went on the cruise and went across the ocean, went to Europe, did a cruise while they were there. And then they stayed a little longer. Then they went to Charleston afterwards. They never came home for a month. They never came home for a month. So my sponsor in the travel business showed me how to set the pattern and how to set the stage for living life big. And we responded to the call, and I'm so thankful. I'm so humbly grateful because, you know what? When I was in high school, someone wrote in my yearbook, Mom, remember when Mom bought your yearbook in high school? You know, you didn't have the money for it. You had to get it from Mom or Dad. But Mom, and I had it, and I, you know, went around the home room. Somebody wrote in the first page, most likely not to succeed. Now, my mom cried over that. And I just laughed.
Oh.
Ha, 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 joke. Ha, ha. My mother was heartbroken.
Oh.
But you know what? Because of people like Rick Reese in my life, a couple things have happened. We've traveled the world. I've been the president of the Hope Collection several times. I've been the president of the board of the Printing Association of America twice, and I was the only one in the history of the couple 100 years that ever got elected 2 years in a row by my peers. I've been a councilman, commissioner for the city of Buffalo. We've done all kinds of programs for people. I've spoken in front of thousands. Do you think any of that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't had people like Bill Griffin and Rick Reese in my life? I have gratefulness in my heart because somebody actually had the presence of stature in their backbone to not be intimidated by some kid that only knew how to be the jokester in the class. I was a kid. I was a class clown. I was goofy. I can talk about that today. I'm not embarrassed back then. That's why I was goofy. I was embarrassed. I had no self-esteem. You know, when you're 6'2" at 120 pounds and you go out to play out for the football team and the coach says, why don't you try soccer? Because I couldn't. I got bumped by one guard and they knocked me 5 yards. Yeah, I was 128 pounds soaking wet. That ain't very influential in a high school that's a big Western New York well-known football team. And I'm going to go out. No, I didn't qualify. I was the slowest kid on the team running. I couldn't run. I got flat feet. Well, we just stayed with that till not in football and soccer, but I did score a winning goal for the state championship. Why? Because I'm so great? No, I used to come home after school and practice and put my legs, my ankles in buckets of ice because my feet hurt so bad. And my mom would say, why don't you quit? You don't got to put yourself through this. She actually was doing that not to get me to quit. My mom was the kind of person that did that to say, egg me on to say, look it, you're not a quitter. And she knew that, so she would kind of like, well, you could quit. You could do that. And she knew that just boiled my blood for the ice melted in the bucket my feet were in. She would do that because she wanted her son to be a winner. I am. But back in high school and back in college days and when we first got married, let me tell you something. No one in our family thought we were going to be anything. Today, by the way, when we got married, our wedding vows were based in Scripture. Oh, did I know the Lord back then? Well, I knew about him. I really didn't know him, but I knew about him. And so Linda grew up in the Catholic Church, and she sang in the rock choir, you know, the coffee shops and the senior citizens circuit at Christmas and a little choir that sang to entertain people. But we really weren't, we were what you would call religious. So what we didn't have was salvation. We didn't have the kind of relationship with our maker that we have today. All that became available to us through the affiliation and association of the winners. Like Rick and Brenda Reese, Joel and Ernest Griffin, and many, many others. And Country Boy, you've had an influence in our life, and we're grateful. Because it's because who we associate with. See, there's a couple things that they did teach us. They used to say this, don't hang around with those kids. I remember I came home one day, and I was late coming home. Dinner was at 5 o'clock. Mom served dinner at 5 o'clock. Doesn't matter what day of the week is, it was 5 o'clock. And if you weren't there, you better have a good reason why not. And if you didn't, you spend the night, you wouldn't have dinner, and you spend the night in the bedroom. See, very, very defined borderlines of expectation. Being brought up like that, getting involved and learning to operate on our own, you have to realize, guys and gals who are on the show or listening, today that world doesn't exist. Most homes do not operate with any kind of guidance. We wonder why we got a bunch of kids running, people and adults running all over, acting like their head's cut off like a chicken, with getting its head cut off, and not having any, they don't have anything to tie to because they don't have any parameters. And this isn't, I'm not preaching to anybody, but I am. The idea today is that we grew up with parameters and guidelines and guardrails. And we need to restore them today, not walk away from them. And we have the opportunity, even today, if anybody on this call, I want to encourage to make sure they get in the voting booth and vote what's right. Not your opinion, not what you think is cool, not the pretty looking person. Vote what's right. Our country was built on rightness, not righteousness, on rightness. And that's not black or white or green or purple or Mexican or Spanish. It's none of those things. Right is right. And then when we start voting like that, we're going to put the right people that are going to make decisions that help us stay free so we can keep traveling the world.
Amen. So, Ron, you just presented an outline for your book. like everything you just said actually was an awesome outline, you know, for a book that'll help a lot of folks because it had some awesome principles in there that are lifelong standing principles to live by. And hey, you should go back and listen to this recording and take the notes and do an outline.
Well,
because
Rick,
that was powerful.
Another thing, when I met you, Rick, you taught me something. Right, this is one of the first things you taught me, us and everyone around you. I'm a Gideon like you are, and so along the way, I probably learned more scripture than I would have if I hadn't been a Gideon. But I still don't. A lot of times I always have to say, well, that's scripture according to interpretation, according to Ron, but I don't do that really. But one of the things it says, write down your dreams, write down your visions, write down your guidelines. In granite, stone, the headstone. It's right in the Bible. It tells us people ever do that. And so what you taught me was that there's this, what's happened is transformed in our culture. When we're in school, it started there originally. They started like this book, this little notebook. It was pages, lined papers in it, and they're sewn in. It's not like you have loose leaf pages that fall out of a binder. These are sealed in pages into a granite covered notebook. It's granite. It's stone. And that's what they used to teach us how to write correctly, and they have pages in it. But you taught me to put our notes, our dreams and our visions and the outlines of our dreams and experiences in it. And so I've been writing in stone experiences and things that we've had since we joined Marketplace Ministries working with you. And so
wow,
I encourage
that's powerful.
You to know because Rick Reese taught me this. And I have, by the way, Dollar Store sells, I have one I'm holding in my hand. It's like 3 inches wide, maybe 4 inches tall, and it's called a mini composition book. But the cover of it, now that guy got a green one, a blue one, most of them are black. You just think back of the black and white learner.
Right.
And so we can all do that. And the reason that they had us write it in this, as you can, you notice the pages are permanently in it. You can't take them in, print them out, and change it. No, what you write in there is permanent. And it's stone. That's biblical. And so we get to do that. We can teach everybody. Saturday, I'm speaking to a group of independent business owners in Syracuse, New York. Linda and I have been asked to speak to this group. And we're going over there, and my topic talking to you. We were invited by some very, very successful friends of Joel and artists that over the years have built a huge business around the world. And that's why I'm trying to see here. I didn't really do that. But my task is building relations to succeed. That's
nice.
That's what we talked about. And I can't share about the specific technique of how to do exactly in their organization. I've done it, by the way, what I'm teaching them. I have a track record. And most people would say in one way or another it was successful, and I would say it. We didn't succeed in the areas that many people do that's very visible, but we've made changes and impacts, and I'm recognized for that. And so I can teach about the attitudes, and I can teach about things like leave them alone and they'll come home, wagging their tails behind them. Some people, when they meet somebody, they're so anxious, they have this disease. It's called, I'm going to get them. That's a disease. You're not getting anybody. And if you try to build a team together with the attitude that you're going to get somebody, you ain't been got yourself, so you ain't going to get. The idea is that where can you find people who have an open spirit? There's two different ways that you can see people in the world today. Some people have got their arm raised and their fist clenched, and so is their heart. And the only way you're going to get to them is either through with a club or starve them, because you are never going to reach them. And by the way, you can starve them spiritually. You can starve them with your presence. You can starve by not being there. You can avoid them. Or you can open your heart and lend them a window for light. And that's what I'm going to teach people how to do, because when you do that, hearts and hard hands, hard hearts melt. But if they don't, that's not your job anyways. Your job and my job is to deliver the message. And the message is that there's hope. And hope is the thing you can't see, but we expect to attain. And we every day at noon, that's what we serve up is hope. You're on this call because some way, somehow, you either have been reached with hope or you've been giving out hope. And when you do give it out, I know this one thing, your life is so much, as one Kane friend of mine would say, your life is so much better when you help somebody else. You empower, you grow the strength of hope when you help someone else help someone else beyond you. It's giving. It's what our life's cause is all about. And I know when we met you, Rick and Brenda, the dynamic change that it offered in our life. And like you guys were just brought in to grow and grow and grow so that today, though I miss my friend and my personal mentor, Joel Griffin, he talks to me every day. I pick up the book he wrote in that he wrote in every book he ever read. I have his messages in building leaders around you. So Joel talks to me every day. He's still talking to me, even though he's with the Lord. He left communications for me from his heart to me. And I share that with you guys because then he can keep helping other people and he's not even here. You guys can do the same thing.
That's legacy. You know, that is absolutely a legacy and a charge for all of us. You know, because all of us have a message, and we're birthed with a message, and that message is helping others by helping them help others, and that's what Joel really lived and taught by example and demonstration, and so we really have to reflect, and that's why it's so awesome what you're saying, Ron, because every person has to look inside and really come to an understanding of why am I here, what am I to do, and what's the path I should be on in accomplishing it during my lifetime. And so that it will leave a legacy not only to my family but to others. And so when we're looking at the Hope Collection, helping others by helping them help others. And, of course, we know Hope was named after Joe's mom. That's where he got the name Hope, the Hope Collection, and especially with her endeavors in art. And I was reading again the Sea of Goodwill that you had mentioned, the white paper, you know, by the Joint's Chief of Staff, that I venture to say a lot of people in leadership in Hope, you know, the board and such, don't know and maybe haven't read this document, but it really does remind us of what it's all about in working with the Pentagon, you know, to reach out to those retired soldiers and the folks who service as the firemen and the police officers and all the folks, the first responders and their families, but to reach out to them and to let them know that, you know, we are here to help them and that, to meet their needs, and that they're not by themselves, that we are here and that we've put an infrastructure in place that can service their individual needs in the areas of the eight areas: arts, education, energy, faith-based, food and water, health, housing, and of course being able to have access to jobs and education. And I used to love how Joe says, and you know, kind of, I'm carrying this message with being able to, you know, get the trainings and the training programs, expertrating.com, and all the different places to get the certifications. You know, how he talked about being a medical billing specialist from home. And, of course, with the duplex model and being able to implement the duplex model and where you're living on one side and you rent out the other side. And that other side may be crops that you're growing, you know, crops that you may say, okay, grow corn, we're going to grow, you know, whatever type of crop, and that may be the different businesses that you're managing and that you're working from home, and you've got your insurance, and you've got, you know, all the things that to make sure that your family is protected for generations. But you're building this model from home that allows you to be independent of the quote-unquote system. And we're now, and you say this a lot, Ron, where it's all about ownership and being able to take ownership of your own life. And, I mean, you're snatching that out of the hands of the system and just floating downriver and saying, no, this is what we're going to do. And we look at all the different businesses, you know, that have been vetted through the Hope Collection, where a person can say, I want to do this, I want to do this, and travel just happens to be one of them. Of course, today's Travel Tuesday. But there are many different businesses that people can look at, ePantry, and all the things that are just on the table right now based on their personal passion. What do you want to do? You know, why are you here? What is your cause? And one of the things that, and I love to just say in marketplace ministry, of course, I always believe wealth transfer is in full effect based on the business that you choose and offering it up to the Lord to multiply that business. Say, Father, here's the business. Multiply it. Show me what to do. Show me how to do. Who am I supposed to be connected to? Who is sorted from the vision that I have? Who is added to the vision that I have that you've given me to accomplish? And then being free to allow that process to happen and to not force that process, but to allow it to happen. People come to the clarity of your vision. And like you're saying, with the composition notebook, being able to write down the clarity of that vision, you know, to make it plain and to write it clear that those who read it may run. And though it tarry, it shall come to pass. And having the patience to wait and to work and to do the things that are necessary along that path as you march toward the fulfillment of that vision, which will happen. And I just love how Albert Einstein says that your imagination is your real world. Your imagination is a preview of coming attractions. And so when you write that down, you know, that's the model. That's the vision that you're actually creating real time. And that's really powerful. You know, we were on vacation here for the last 7 days, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, we were at St. Kitts and Nevis in the West Indies, and we were there for 7 days in our backyard. And I sent some of the pictures out. Our backyard was palm trees and ocean. Right there.
You shared.
And,
you know what, Rick? You shared the sun. You shared the views. But you shared your being there. But what's really neat is because of Surge, we're going to be able to share those moments together, live, face to face, eyeball to eyeball, hand to hand. Restaurant to restaurant, meal to meal.
Hey, Ron.
In loving color.
Hey, Ron, I was just thinking about while you was talking, how can people not get what they already got? God said, I will give you the desires of your heart, Rick. And then I had a flashback here, and Coach Toomer talked years, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, about the world was going to come to a point to where that was going to be shut down. I mean, people are locked down and ain't even committed a crime. And then all of a sudden, with his infinite wisdom and knowledge, just like Joel, he says, let's look into the future and help heal the nations with vacations. So I'm going to throw that one back over to you, Rick. Help heal the nation with vacations.
And that's powerful. Because we actually came up with that as a saying for our company before the pandemic. And so that November of 2019, the company on a dime pivoted and went on the path of healing nations with vacations a year before the pandemic even happened. And I mean, that just shows you how prophetic our company is and has been over the years in being able to foresee as visionaries into the future where things are coming to and things kind of catch up to it. Healing nations with vacations, travel is spiritual.
Hey, Rick, what did that theme evolve into this year? This year's as a theme for this year.
Oh, hope. Everything comes back to hope. Helping others pursue empowerment.
Yeah. I mean, we just have the things are unfolding in front of us at such a dynamic rate. And as things went so negative so quickly, God's responding. And although we want it all yesterday and all the time anyways, but things are happening that are compounding to demonstrate his love, and he's still here and still in charge. And he's revealing miracles of healing. He's revealing circumstances in people's lives are turning around and more people. You know, at our church 3 weeks ago, we had to have two services because we had 51 people that had come to accept the Lord as their Savior, and they wanted to be baptized. 51 people. Now, I've been to a number of churches, and I've been to a number of places. But 51 in a single time. And by the way, they're already lined up. We're going to end up in another couple of weeks. We're going to have to line up another baptismal service because more
people.
It's
a movement.
It's a movement. And then God is moving through there was such negativity brought on by so many non-believers and so many people that used authority to depress, suppress, enslave so many people that people are shaking it off. So we've had enough. We now have done the things that we needed to do to be safe. Now we're going to be free again. And they're stepping out, stepping up. Go ahead, Rick.
Absolutely. That's a movement. I was listening to this motivational speaker, and he was just saying how the negative energy just collectively, globally, was prevailing. And he was challenging each person that was listening to him to look within and to say, what is my contribution to this negative energy? Is it positive? Or am I multiplying the negativity of what's going on? And I was thinking about that, and I was like, wow, that's pretty heavy duty. When you think about what is my contribution to the collective energy, global energy of the present moment? Am I adding positivity to it? Am I multiplying the negativity? And like you're saying, with these souls that are coming to the Lord, win the loss at any cost, you know, that is just adding to the positivity of what's happening. And that is a movement in and of itself. But as you was talking about Germany, I was thinking about our 5-week vacation. And of course, after we did the 15-day transatlantic cruise, we found ourselves in London, and then we had gone up to Stonehenge and came back down to London. And we said, well, since we're over in Europe, let's just go over to Europe and go over to Germany and spend another week or so over there. And so we looked to catch a military guy, and but we couldn't catch one that's scheduled to go over to Germany. And so we said, okay, well, let's take a commercial flight. And we took a commercial flight, flew into Belgium, spent some time at the Belgium airport there where they had, of course, you know, you heard me mention the chocolates. But then we went on to Frankfurt and Germany, and we took a train down to Ramstein. And we stayed at the Air Force Base there at Ramstein. And so we were walking in one of the buildings there, and we saw, you know, the travel office that services the military guys. And we said, hey, here's a tour. They're doing a cruise, a river cruise of the Rhine, and touring the castles and then taking a walk in a little German town. I forget the name of the little German town. But so we took that excursion. And we did the river cruise. There was like 12 people on the boat. And so it was like our own personal hot chocolate and just, you know, we actually won one of the clocks there, the German clocks, the Bavarian clocks. And they had a little contest. And then when the cruise docked, when the ship docked, they bused us to a castle. And we took a tour of this castle, you know, built way back in the 1800s. And just an awesome time. And then after that, they took us to, I forget the name of the town. And but as you was talking about being able to go to the different stores and, you know, eat all the pastries and all that, bakeries, and eat the pastries and nothing like German pastry. And we were walking down the cobblestone streets, and we went into this old-fashioned Christmas store that had all the different German Christmas decorations, and they had different wines and liqueurs, it was just totally, you know, just decorated with all the German Christmas decorations and the clocks, and the clocks were going off, and, you know, cuckoos and the dong ding dongs, and it was just that moment of being in this old-fashioned German Christmas store. And we're just walking around and looking at all the different ornaments. And I'm not a drinker, but they said, okay, we want you guys to try some of the different liquors that we have and the different wines. And so they had a wine tasting and a liquor tasting. And, of course, they were ready to ship cases back home. And so we had about 20 people forming a circle, and they were just trying to get us the little cup, and they would go around and just pour to try all the different wines and the different liquors that they have. And I mean, it was just a moment. It was one of those moments that you go, it's good to be here. It's really good to be here. And so as you was talking about the different pastries in Germany, I couldn't help but just think back on that moment. Travel creates memories. Travel is spiritual. Why is travel spiritual? Travel is spiritual because it brings you to a place of relaxation, to commune with your maker, to think clearly, you know, to get all the stuff, leave all the stuff behind that really doesn't matter. And it brings you to this place of peace. You know, when we were in St. Kitts, and just on my back patio, of course, we had the palm trees, we had the sounds of the ocean, the ocean's right there. And then I got up for the sunrise, and seeing the horizon and just sitting there with a cup of coffee and my camera and watching the sun peek over the horizon and just the bright yellow of the sun peeking over the horizon, Caribbean Sea. And actually, this was the Atlantic Ocean, the side we were facing. And but to peek over and then to come up and just the background of the sun and the palm trees and the palms, the leaves just swaying back and forth, you know, and the seabirds just flying and making noise and the pelicans diving in the water. And I'm sitting there and I'm in another world. And my mind is clear. You know, I don't stress anyway, but I'm really there not stressing. And I'm just there, and I'm like, wow, how can you get people to understand the importance of taking a moment, you know, to experience a place? It doesn't have to be St. Kitts. It could be right down the street. You know, it could be a resort that's close, a hotel that's close, a beach that's close, an amusement park even that's close, but anything that will bring out the play, you know, in a person. You know, the play, we used to play, and of course, over the last couple of years, everything has gotten so serious, you know, and we're here to help people experience play. And of course, being in the business, we get paid to do this. They get paid to play. I'm there in St. Kitts, Nevis, and of course, we take the island tours. We take a ferry from St. Kitts over to Nevis, about a 30-minute sea taxi ride, and we catch a tour operator in Nevis, and he tours the island. One thing I didn't know about Nevis, it's the birthplace of Alexander Hamilton. Cool. And isn't that amazing? And he was born to a prostitute, his mom, and a drug addict, his dad. And he did pretty good for himself. It doesn't matter where you come from. It matters where you're going.
Yeah. Now, Rick,
Rick,
I'm sitting here on the deck thinking and got my eyes closed sunbathing. You and Ron are talking. I actually had the privilege to go to Europe with you in my mind because I was thinking, wow. I haven't ever been to Europe. Oh, I like those little restaurants and those little quaint shops that you'll never see at home. And then I had another thought. You know, it's almost like Rick says, well, what are you doing to help make the world better? I would remember when I first put somebody into the travel business years ago, Rick. That's when I came up with my little saying. In the country, they said it was so good that I just couldn't keep it to myself, and then my granddaddy whispered, say, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. And then I had another scripture that says, it's a blessing. I'm going to say this one twice. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be a blessing. You said Alexander Hamilton. I thought of Shakespeare. Shakespeare put it in a riddle. To be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing? And then when Rick and I was talking late one night, Ron, I said, well, Rick, you know what you just made me realize? They said it's a blessing to be a blessing, and they jumped around in the word, and it says, I should be blessed in my going and my coming. I said, Rick, you know what I just realized by talking to you? You're the blessing. You see, you sent Brenda to the bank and got some money. You're just giving money away to people that look like they need to be blessed. And you walked up to a stranger. Well, you didn't really walk up to them. They walked up to you and just gave them a free vortex. The devil needs to stop lying, talking about nothing in life is free. The vortex link is free. You mean you gave it to a lady in Germany that you didn't even know, your next door neighbor, and you didn't even know her name, and you gave her a free Vortex, and all of a sudden she decides that she wants to go on a cruise like Ron's kin folks? One nation under God, we all under the same God, and now all of a sudden, Rick, this lady saves. Did y'all hear that word? Saves $3,000 plus on taking her family on a cruise. Now, Rick just blessed a woman that he never seen before, may never see again. He probably knew upon meeting her that there was really nothing that the lady could do for him, but a giant question mark jumped in his brain and says, how am I going to treat this lady while nobody else is watching? It's a blessing to be a blessing. Are you to be or are you not to be? Back over to you.
Wow. Amen. It's true. Can you think about, just think about that, being able to give away when you come in the business. We have the Vortex and Move Aside Expedia, Move Aside Travelocity. This is a free link that every transaction that happens on this link is basically you're giving credit for. And so it's a free link that saves up to 60% over the public price, over the Expedia price line set price. And so when they book that hotel, they book that resort, and they're going to save money. And so Move Aside Expedia, nothing wrong with you, but in 2019, $98 billion. So that's the opportunity for the person who owns the Vortex to give it away to the world that right now is looking to return to travel over the next 1, 2, 3 years. Imagine being able to give that free Vortex link. People book through that link, they're going to save up to 60%. When they book through that link over the public price, the owner of the Vortex earns 60% of whatever they say without having to get involved in the process other than just giving it away. The person self-books. It's a booking engine. And when they book, so, Ron, this is what's so powerful about how you explain this, is that we work with churches who give it to their congregation, give the Vortex to their congregations. Say, hey, book through this link. In fact, give it out to all your friends and family. Why? Because they're going to save up to 60%, doing them a great favor over the public price access to an industry. And the church earns 60% of whatever they save collectively coming back. The person saves 60 bucks or 100 bucks, 60 bucks comes back. That's a powerful thing. They save a dollar, 60 cents comes back. They don't have to manage it as a fundraiser. And Ron, you say all the time, that's just good stewardship. That's like passing the offering plate for that church in the world of travel. See, and this is the most critical key in marketplace ministry. Wealth is transferring. Where is it going? It's going away from the church. We need to look at businesses as tools that harness and redirect wealth to come back into the kingdom for kingdom business and to build, you know, in the kingdom. That's powerful. That is so powerful. And rebuild in our communities. You see, and that's what helping others by helping them help others is all about. Vortex is a powerful tool. Over to you, Ron.
Rick, I have a new perspective to add to our explanation. And I constantly am examining and reviewing the power. I'm amazed at the power, what this tool is. But most people don't realize when they go online anywhere to look up, to buy the book, the word is book, travel, they get a price. They have no clue whether it's a good price or not. They just are told that they think or they believe they're going to get a good price. When they come to the Vortex and they book it, they see the competitive price that they're being, their sales, their lowest prices against. They have something to mirror. They have something to review it against and prove they're getting a good deal. It's not just because someone said it. We now have verifiable information of pricing. They can't get that anywhere else, Rick.
That's true. I mean, because when they go through the vortex, we're giving them access to live inventory. And those prices are compared against live inventory, not made-up prices, but live inventory.
Ron, Rick, I got one more before we go. We got less than 2 minutes left. It was the kindness out of your heart, Mr. Rick Reese, that you paid it forward and gave the surge business to Joel, including with the vortex. Joel paid it forward and gave it to a man named Lynn Kane. Now, Lynn Kane came connected through Ron. And now Lynn Kane says, I'm getting ready to spread kindness across America. You mean I can give everybody across America a free vortex link? Do unto others before they do unto you. Treat people the way that you want to be treated. So here it comes last minute. Do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give love, hope, and kindness away, guess what's going to happen, Ron Clayton?
Well, this has been a great show, guys. This has been wonderful today, and I so appreciate you coming on, being available to come on and be here to support the message. This is archived, and you know what? You, each one of us each day, whether you're listening to the show, you can send this show to somebody else. If you like what was shared and you want to send it so that you're giving someone kind of opening the door for them, send it to them. Go to Blog Talk Radio and the archives, Optimize My Life show, and put the date on, and it'll, like this one says, The Hope Collection Travel Tuesday. So you know that this, you can go to it, and there's over 1,600 recorded shows. So there's a lot to choose from. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Prosperity Wednesday. I believe Barb Riley will be on sharing different aspects of prosperity and living in the world optimistically and victoriously. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Appreciate you all.
Thanks, Ryan. We'll see you.
Bye.